Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change, right here on the Trim Radio Network. Hey, if you get a chance, check out the Trim Radio Network. We're making some changes over there, especially on the main page. I was on there this morning and I was just checking up on the setup and everything. Guess what? It changed. It's interesting. You can actually see some shows. Interesting stuff, right? Well, anyhow, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And boy, we have a lot of stuff to cover today. I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready for Memorial Day cookouts and everything. We're going to talk a little bit about that, a little bit on how to save some money. Of course, everybody needs to save some money, and especially when you're doing a Memorial Day cookout. Remember all the soldiers and sailors and Marines and so forth, Coast Guard, that dedicated their lives to the country. Okay, it's an important day. That's Memorial Day. It's just not for parades. So with that, let's get on with the show, because we have a lot of stuff to do. You know, like I said, a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of fun. We've got a lot of good shows. And you can see the setup that's there now. And there's going to be different shows you can watch there. It's a totally different setup, and you can see how it is right now. So check it out, trimradio.com. And thanks for letting me do this show for quite a while, many years for that matter, actually on two different networks. Well, we have our Facebook page, and you can see it here, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Check it out, because I post a lot of information there. So if you go to that page on Facebook, you can always see what's going on here. We've got join us live at 7 p.m. every Sunday night. And we've got our leader right there. It tells you that we're on Rumble, we're on YouTube and Spotify, so you can check us out there. Hey, what I do in the comment section below, a lot of the stories that we cover are going to be listed under there. So all you do is click on the comment section, and all of these different stories will just suddenly pop up with all the links and everything. And we'll have a lot of different stuff to post there. And we did it last week, the week before, and so forth. And that way, if you want to go back and check things out, you can do that. And that's all we want to be able to do, is provide you with the information. You know, we don't get paid for doing the show. All of us at Trim Radio, we don't get paid. And to keep us on the air, you have to buy the merchandise or pay for advertising. If you want to advertise with us, if you want to donate, you can donate, or you can buy the merchandise. Simple as that. And it's very easy to do. And I'll tell you what, like I've always said before, hit that blue circle in the upper right hand corner, and you can send us a message. You can say, here's my email address. I want to do my own show. How do I do it? And Stu said to just contact you, and somebody's going to be with you. It's very easy to do, and you can get your message out too. And basically, all we want to do is cut the bull and serve the truth, and tell you guys basically ways to save money for this show. Or you can go to Rascal's Red Pill reality show and check that one out. You know, you can take the red pill or the blue pill. I want to take the green pill, and I don't know if Rascal will give me the green pill or he'll slip me a kidney tracer. Oh, he's a good guy. And then there's Michael Bejas with his shows. And I'll tell you what, there are a lot of good shows. And Victoria, oh, Victoria Smith and her show, Natural Marketer Podcast. I'll tell you got to check her out. She's fantastic. And basically, she's doing some of the new setup on our web page. And so you need to check that out too. And I'll be interested to see what the finished product is. So it'll be interesting. But anyhow, you can go to our Money and Change Slice Financially Prep page and you can check everything out that we've done. And if you go and you take a look, here's a new one. Central banks admit truth about gold and it's causing a system collapse. Interesting. Well, is it or not? I don't know. But there it is. We're going to talk a little bit about students at the University of Findlay in a little bit. But, you know, we put all kinds of stuff down. There's Dave Kobler, boots on the ground, fantastic guy. I've known him for over 15 years, going on probably 16. And he's fantastic guys down in North Carolina. Hey, is the grid going to come down? Are you prepared? Yeah. Do you have your GMRS radio? You know, I always talk about Dave Gilmore talking about GMRS radios and other ways to survive in a grid down situation. Hey, these radios are great. This is an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. That gets me out about 35 miles, which is a good deal. And I connect to a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, and I can go out a lot farther than that, just about 90 miles. And that's a good deal. And it's a hobby. But if the grid goes down, cell phones don't work, and all you can resort to is smoke signals or GMRS radios, guess what? Good thing to have. And for $35, you can get a 10-year license from the FCC. And anybody in your family can use it, just as long as they behave. Okay? Check it out, GMRS radios. And like I always say, don't get them at Wally World, okay? Walmart, the big box stores. You need to find a good source for these radios because the good ones aren't cheap and they are good. And I've got several of the GMRS radios. Why? Because if the grid goes down, I can supply radios to my family and we can use it to communicate. And they can use that same license. Like I said, as long as they behave. That's the key thing. A big thing about University of Findlay, you know, I always talk about them. Not only did I attend there, some will say, did you do time there or did you graduate? I graduated there and another university beyond that. But it's a good school. And if it wasn't, I wouldn't be talking about it. I mean, I've gone to something like six different colleges and universities during my time of life so far. And I've gone to everything from community colleges to universities to bigger universities. I'll tell you, I've been around the block a little bit just to study different things that I needed for my job. But the University of Findlay is a fantastic place located in Findlay, Ohio. Right off of I-75, basically about a mile from I-75. Good school, good facilities, great athletes. I mean, the ladies' golf team is number five in the country in NCAA Division II golf. Oh, yeah. And they're good in other sports too. So you want to check them out. It's the University of Findlay. It's an NCAA Division II school. They have a lot of different things. And like the picture shows, Old Main, boy, I spent a lot of time in that building. And that's not the only building on campus. There are a lot more buildings there for the University of Findlay. But you can go ahead and begin your Euler journey. You can click to request information, visit the campus, apply. Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, 19 consecutive years, best colleges, U.S. News and World Report, best colleges in America, 2024, Money Magazine. Okay, those are good magazines too. They wouldn't just be publishing it just to be publishing. You know what I mean? And you can take out 85 plus different majors. I think the last thing I listened to, they said 100 majors. I don't know. I haven't taken all their majors. It would be interesting. But 85 different undergraduate majors. They have 11 masters and 5 doctoral degrees there at the University of Findlay. And they also have online classes for undergraduate and graduate students. Okay, check them out. Located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an all-American town. About 40,000 people there. And I'll tell you what, it's a nice place to be. And I'll tell you, great professors on campus, great facilities on campus. They've got 3 campuses. They've got the equestrian campus on one end of the town where they have, gee whiz, pre-veterinary sciences too. One of these days I'll put up a picture of that campus. Then they also have the hazardous materials campus on the other side of town, and right in the center happens to be the main campus. Great professors, and Dr. Kathy Fell is the president there. She's done a fantastic job. And I'll tell you what, they have a lot of international students there, as well as domestic. I'll use that loosely, domestic students. In other words, students from Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts. I mean, yeah, people from all over. It's a good school. So check out the University of Findlay. And guess what? Sometimes they have videos about what students think. Watch this. If I can get it to go. Here we go.
I never felt uncomfortable asking a professor for help and felt like the professors truly knew me as a person and a student and deeply cared about my success within the program. The community focus of the program provided amazing fieldwork experiences and allowed me to accept a job within the community setting that others were not as qualified for or as confident or comfortable with. The small class sizes in USOT program provides personalized support and fosters close relationships with faculty and the classmates. The program offers extensive hands-on experiences, allowing for active engagement in real-life scenarios, all while maintaining a fun and engaging learning environment. It creates a tight-knit, supportive community that makes the experience both rewarding and enjoyable. And I'm so thankful that I chose USOT program.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mackenzie. I chose the University of Findlay's Occupational Therapy program for its very small class size and dedicated faculty that helped offer personalized mentorship. This has helped me to refine my clinical reasoning skills and intervention strategies. Overall, being a part of a supportive academic community has not only strengthened my knowledge base, but has reinforced my commitment to making a difference in the lives of others through occupational therapy.
Hi, my name is Madison. I'm an OTD student here at the University of Findlay. What I love most about the program is the class size, which allows for a lot of one-on-one attention from the faculty members, as well as the environment that the university gives, allowing for me to feel nice and comfortable at home with the individuals in my cohort.
Hi, I'm Sam, and I'm a student here at the University of Findlay in the OTD program. My favorite thing about the program is having in-class time to learn different assessments and having skills checks to practice skills that we will actually use out in the field. This is really helpful because it shows us how to administer tests that we will actually be using and how to interact with clients.
My name is Madeline Holman, an OTD student. One of the biggest reasons that I chose UF's occupational therapy program was the ability to do the early assurance option that allowed me to be accepted into the program as a senior in high school.
The combination of lecture and hands-on learning at UF is perfect and allows students to fully understand the material in a classroom setting before translating that to hands-on learning with students and even community members. We were presented with so many patient simulations that allowed me to feel prepared for any fieldwork or capstone experience, and I never felt unprepared for any experience throughout the program.
Check them out, the University of Findlay. That was occupational therapy. That's what OTD, occupational therapy degree. They have to have a PhD to become an occupational therapist. And that's a requirement. And same thing, I think, with physical therapists. So it's a good deal. Okay. So you want to check them out. Oh, there was another one I was going to show. It was like 7 minutes long, but I think I'm going to just put that down in the notes and you can go click on that and watch the overview of the University of Findlay. Okay. Hey, let's talk about Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks really does an excellent job making custom pens. And the blanks are in the center section of the pen. I'll tell you what, he does an excellent job. Michael Bejas and I both have pens from Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. We paid for them. I'll tell you what, we pay for our goodies. Because, hey, it helps Phil out, and he does a fantastic job. The pens are perfect when they come out of that shop. They have great presentation cases. They're on a cross pen platform. If you have a grade school, a high school, middle school, business, college or university, sorority, fraternity, club, and you want to have a presentation pen, get a hold of Phil. Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And, you know, if you take a look at some of the pens that he's done, I show them from time to time here. But he has all different kinds. There's one. And he has others. And they're beautiful pens. They really are. If you have a custom design you want him to do, he'll do it for you. That's no big deal. He will do that. Those are the blanks. That's the center section. He did them for nurses, doctors, whatever. I mean, he really does a good job. And, you know, if you don't like it, all you have to do is say, hey, Phil, let's change the design. And he'll do it and produce the pen or the blank. And just take a look at what he's done. Okay. Fantastic job. Carbon fiber, money, shredded money in a pen blank in the center. Can you believe that? I'm going to have to ask him how he gets his money, because that's real money that's chopped up. Why would anybody chop up money? Okay. But Phil, he does an excellent job on his stuff, and he shows you how he makes them. It's fantastic. All kinds of stuff. Ah, that's almost like a Second Amendment pen, but that's got like a snake center. But notice the cocking section on it. Looks like a bullet, too. They are nice pens. Trust me, they really are. So you need to check them out. Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Wow. We got to talk about food. Because guess what? It's cookout time. You know, I went to Wally World, better known as Walmart. I went to Wally World today. I had to get a couple of things. And I'm hooked on their cinnamon, small cinnamon rolls. Oh, God, they're good. And I was running low and I figured I better get some. And while I'm there, people are just in line and they're getting all kinds of goodies and everything there. And they were the same thing at Kroger's. I mean, I drove by there too and they were busy. And everybody's getting ready to cook out. But a lot of people can get sick if they don't watch how they cook things properly. Make sure that cold things stay cold. Keep them at 42 degrees Fahrenheit or less. Okay. Cold things, cold. Hot things, keep it above 150, 155. If you're reheating something, it has to be reheated up to 165 degrees. Remember, keep cold foods cold, hot foods hot, and make sure that they're prepared properly. Okay? Just don't thaw out those hamburgers and leave them outside thawing for 4 hours before you put them on the grill. Mm-mm. Little nasty, gritty, grimy, grubby things grow on meat. Make sure you wash your vegetables. Make sure you prepare the food properly and nobody gets sick. But boy, I'll tell you what, tomorrow is going to be one of those grill out days. I've got to be at a lodge up in Sydney, Ohio, early in the morning for their flag presentation and so forth. And then I have to turn around and head back to my place and get ready for the celebration where I live. And everything is, you know, it's a busy day. And we always have to remember those that sacrifice themselves to keep us free. That's the main gist of the whole thing. Have you gone to your relatives' graves and did you decorate them? Because they used to call it Decoration Day. You know, that was the day that they would decorate the graves. I had to travel probably 60 miles one way just to do one grave. And then it was another 20 or 30 miles to the next one. And then I had to get back to my hometown and do those. So, you know, it's an important day for all of us. And there's going to be ceremonies and everything else. And everybody's going to be cooking out. Everybody. Well, maybe I might go out and eat and let somebody else do the cooking for once. That's a thought. It's a lot less pain. You know what I mean? A lot of cleanup pain. Anyhow, you take a look at the goodies here. What do you see? You see a cheeseburger with all the fixings with it. You see potato chips, baked beans, you know, the music of fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. It's out there. A lot of things to have, you know. Listen to this one.
Grilling season 2025 officially kicks off this weekend. And Memorial Day cookouts will fill neighborhoods with the smell of hot charcoal and grilled meats. But how much will that outdoor feast cost this year?
Oh, yeah.
Rabobank has released its annual barbecue index, and senior consumer foods analyst Tom Bailey says inflation has taken this year's prices to new highs.
Last year, we sounded the alarm on this index. We said that the food price inflation was probably about as low as we'd get for the next year or so. This has certainly turned out to be the case. Last year's barbecue prices rose by 2% compared to 2023. This year, we're looking at twice that. We're up 4.2%.
Bailey says there are a number of farm gate influencers at play.
Inputs for farmers are up about 10% against the long run averages on a real basis. But we're also still in the process of realigning global trade flows. The era of unburdened shipping is behind us for now, at least. We also are seeing regulatory costs associated with changing ingredients around MAHA as one example. Another factor that companies are looking at, some are already reformulating to phase out food dyes. Labor costs also remain elevated, nearly 1% above long-run averages.
Rabobank calculates its barbecue index, assuming each person at a party of 10 consumes one burger and one chicken sandwich, both with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, some chips, two beers, a soda, and ice cream. This year's price reaches a new milestone.
We've finally broken through the $100 barrier this year. We're at $103. And as I said, this is a 4.2% increase from last year. The biggest three contributors to the total price of this index: beer accounts for 27% of the price, beef accounts for 15% of the price, and then soda accounts for 11%, and chicken accounts for another 11% of the price.
Bailey notes that tariffs only constitute 0.25% of the cost of this all-American meal.
Yeah, you can take a look at that for the all-American meal. And make sure that if you have a carry-in and somebody brings potato salad and they've got egg in the potato salad, that you keep it cold. I was at a place one time, and I'm not kidding. I was dining with, I won't say royalty, but I was with friends, and we went to an Orthodox church. It wasn't Jewish. It was a Christian Orthodox. And the Archbishop of the whole area, Bishop Job, J-O-B at the time, was there. And somebody brought potato salad, and it was warm. We threw it out. I didn't want to be known for killing off the Archbishop of the Greek Orthodox Church in the United States. I just didn't want to do that. So hot foods hot, cold foods cold, okay? But the cost is going up, especially the cost of meat. Meat is getting expensive. And people bring things into cookouts, and you don't know how they've prepared them. And you kind of have to watch out for stuff like that. I don't know if ivermectin would be good for food poisoning or not. I just don't want to get food poisoning. Trust me, I've had it maybe 3 or 4 times. And basically, it was from restaurants. It wasn't for my making it, but it was from restaurants. So you got to watch that stuff. Wow. So be careful and enjoy your Memorial Day holiday. What else is going on here? Ah, 5 money management tips. You thought we weren't going to talk about money. We're talking about food, right? Well, we're going to be talking about money here. So what you need to do is watch this one. Fast forward to better TV. No, it's money management tips. Watch this.
Hi, my name is Aparna Shah, and I lead the direct-to-consumer business at Equifax. Let's talk about money management and a few tips to keep your finances on track. First, try not to spend more than you make. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, a budget can help. To get started, take a look at where and how you spend your money each month. One way to stay on track with a budget is to follow the 50-30-20 rule. That means that you spend 50% of your take-home pay on essential costs like rent, mortgage, food, car payments, childcare. From there, use the next 30% on the things that are important to you. Cable or streaming plans, new clothing, eating out, you get the idea. And finally, the remaining 20% can be used to pay debts or contribute towards savings. Budgeting isn't a one-size-fits-all activity. The 50-30-20 example may not work for everyone. There are lots of budgeting tools and resources available that can help you meet your budgeting goals. Number 2, try to save for emergencies. When it comes to savings, every little bit helps. Do what you can to set aside small amounts from each paycheck into a separate emergency savings account. You can't plan for emergencies, but it's reassuring to know that you have funds ready for the unexpected, like a car accident, a broken appliance, or even a lost cell phone. You'll hear lots of experts recommend that you have enough cash set aside to cover your family's expenses for 3 to 6 months, or to contribute 10% of your pay into savings. If this feels out of reach, remember that everyone has to start somewhere. If you're not able to contribute 10% of your pay into savings, try starting with 5. And again, managing a tight budget can help keep you on track. Number 3, pay as much as possible on high interest loans. It can be hard to save when you're in debt, but it can be even harder if you're growing your debt each month with high interest rates. Try your best to pay down balances as quickly as you can. Start by paying off your debt with the highest interest rate and always make your monthly minimum payments on each credit account. By doing this, you'll avoid paying late fees. And once you've paid all of your debts, you'll also avoid interest charges. Number 4, do what you can to save for retirement. I know that retirement can seem like it's a long way off, especially in your 20s and 30s. But starting to save for retirement early will help your money grow into a much larger nest egg as the years go by. If you're able to pay down or pay off debts, and set aside emergency savings, but still have income available, it's never too early to begin saving for retirement. Number five, monitor your credit reports and scores. It's a good idea to monitor regularly to know where your credit stands. You can easily check your credit profile with each of the three nationwide credit bureaus. By doing this, you can see your respective scores, current loans and credit lines, recent credit inquiries, and more. It is important to check for errors or things you may not recognize. You can get those fixed by filing a dispute. Remember, good money management is important for your financial well-being. For more tools and resources, visit equifax.com/learn. Thanks for watching.
I think that was a plug for Equifax. Well, before we get into the U.S. debt clock, remember I always tell everybody, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term foods, you know, canned goods, canned meats, freeze-dried foods. If you want to spend a lot of money, you could get MREs, meals ready to eat. You know, things like the military has or their survival foods. Those are awful expensive. You can do the same thing with canned foods. And I'll tell you what, all you need to do, Keystone Meats. You got to check that out. Keystone Meats, fantastic. Oh, their roast beef is fantastic. It really is. They have pork, beef, turkey, ground beef. I mean, it's good stuff, and it's long-term. As long as the can's not dented or bulging, it's good for many, many years. And I'm lucky. All I have to do is get in the car and drive about 45 miles to the Keystone plant, and I can pick up a case at a time. And sometimes I can get it on sale. And I'll tell you what, it's good. Keystone Meats are located up in Lima, Ohio. And I'll tell you what, they have good stuff. They really do. And they also have a fresh butcher shop there. And the steaks and the chops and everything. Boy, they are good. I just didn't have the refrigeration to take and bring it back to where I live. I'd probably find a grill along the way. You know what I mean? But anyhow, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term foods, be able to purify and store water at least 3 gallons per person per day. And bottled water? I'll tell you what, I have a lot of bottled water, but what I do is I run it through my Berkey system. And people have said, oh, Berkey water filters, those are expensive. People can't afford to do that. I bought mine over 10 years ago. I've only changed the filters once because they're good for something like 3,000 to 4,000 gallons of water. And I take my regular tap water from the city where I'm at. We have a fairly new water plant, but there's an odor to the water. It's like chlorine, but it's sodium hypochlorite is what they use. And what I do is I take a pitcher of water and put it through the Berkey system, and then I'll refrigerate it. And then I will go ahead and put some more in the Berkey system and do that. My Berkey system has two charcoal filters and an additional two fluoride filters, because I don't like fluoride in my water. Fluoride supposedly is not good for you. And have I noticed a difference? I don't know. I think it works. My brain's a little bit clearer. Is that saying I don't have I have a brain, trust me. But anyhow, you see what I'm getting at, okay? Be able to purify and store water. And if you're storing water in big 50-gallon containers, when you take it out of there to use, run it through the Berkey system again. Make sure that all of the odors and flavors of whatever junk's in the water is taken out. And it works great. B-E-R-K-E-Y, Berkey Fillers. Alexa Pure makes another one. Very similar process. But you pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, purify water, then guess what? If you need medications, make sure your medications are up to date and that you have a backup supply. Also, make sure you have the clothing for the season. If it's going to be wintertime, have clothing for the season. If it's going to be summertime, okay, get out the shorts and tank tops and flip-flops. Also, make sure you have those blue tarps in case you have roof problems. The blue tarps up over the roof keeps the water out. And they're very cheap. You can go to Home Depot, you can go to Lowe's, you can go to Wally World. Hey, you can get them and they're cheap. Now, I think I have three packs. And they're 10 by 12s, I think. And they're packed up in storage. If I need them, I can pull them out and use them. If my neighbor needs them, I'll loan them to him. But it's there. Also, you've got your meds, you've got your water, you've got money, you've got your emergency fund set up for a rainy day. Gee whiz, what else you need? Batteries for radios, batteries for flashlights. Do you have solar flashlights? You can set those out in the sun and charge them. Renewable, and it works. So you have to have that stuff. And the GMRS radios, you know, I harp about those, but those are neat and they do work. And when cell phones don't work, the GMRS radios will, and you don't have to be a ham radio operator. That's the nice thing, because you don't have to take a test for a GMRS radio. And if you get a good one, like I said, I can talk up to 35 miles to a repeater and get out another 90 miles beyond that. And I can communicate with family. I can communicate with other GMRS radio users. I mean, it's great. Have a good first aid kit. You need a good first aid kit. Nothing like you have at Wally World with a whole bunch of Band-Aids, a little bit of tube of goop, okay? A couple of bandages in there. Get a good one. And you may have to contact the American Red Cross to locate it. You might have to go to Galls, GALLS.com. I've bought several of those. Not that I have several around the house. I don't. I only have two, one in the car, one in the house. Sanitizing liquids. Make sure that you have the ability to do that. Do you have laundry detergent? Do you have dishwashing soap? Do you have buckets? Yeah, a lot of things to consider. In a grid down emergency, you have to be able to do that. Do you have, like I said, lights? Do you have kerosene lanterns? You have to consider everything, okay? You have to consider everything. You just have to. I mean, you have to be prepared for things. If you're not going to be prepared, you're going to be in trouble, and the government's not going to help you. That was evident in some of the tornadoes and some of the flooding that we've had. Government help was few and far between in North Carolina and South Carolina and Tennessee. You have to be able to do things yourself. And if you can't do things yourself, get with a group of people that can help you. Learn to do things by yourself. Be self-reliant. That's a big word, but it's a big job too. Okay. Wow, what else is going on here? I've got some more stuff to talk about. And, you know, we were going to talk about the GMRS? We just did that. Oh, man. We're looking at the debt clock. And if you take a look at the debt clock, the U.S. debt clock, I'll tell you what. I'll blow it up a little bit here. The U.S. national debt clock is $36,895,844,000,000 and climbing. That's $107,742 per citizen. And then for taxpayers, $323,050. I don't know about you, but I don't have that stuff. If we had to pay up right now, a lot of us couldn't be able to pay that. And guess what? The reason why we have a national debt is because Congress hasn't learned how to stop spending. I mean, they're spending grandchildren's money. You know, a drunken sailor knows when to stop spending money because he runs out of money. Congress says, oh, we'll just print more. You can't do that. They're not listening. I think Trump listened. Hopefully, changes get made and government learns how to not spend money foolishly. Well, the Doge clock right now is set at $472,748,000,000 and climbing. That's about $4,208 per taxpayer. You can get all this information at usdebtclock.org. And you can do a lot of different data there. It's real-time data. And you can take a look at everything. You know, if you go through and you look at local taxes and everything else, you'll have information there. Precious metal reserves. Looks like $1,224,134,000,000 and climbing. Mineral reserves, real estate, land, stock market, recaptured assets, hidden wealth per citizens, gold and precious metals. Hey, if you are having doubts about the way the economy is going and everything, and you have paid down all your debt, you have extra money put aside, and you're keeping a spare stash where you can get to it, you know, in case the banks suddenly fold up, you still got to pay bills, right? If you're confident about all of that and you want to invest in precious metals, look at gold and silver. Just get it from a reputable dealer. I don't care if it's APMEX, silver.com, whatever. Just make sure they're reputable. And precious metals are a hedge against calamity. And we might have calamity this summer. I don't know. I just want to be prepared. I think you need to be prepared too. And how you do it is your business. I can only hint. Can't tell you. Okay, can't insist. Wow. This happened in Zero Hedge. Ours is a system of fraud, swindle, and corruption. And this is Charles Hugh Smith of Two Minds blog. And he says, every society or economy is a distribution mechanism that distributes gains, losses, risk, and costs of securing sources of gains. And he lists it out and he says, you know, as a general rule, markets and economies don't really care who ends up with the losses. And this is why markets or economies are fundamentally pathological structures, okay? Single-minded focus to maximize gains and minimize costs. And as a general rule, societies have to manage the distribution in slightly less pathological manners to keep the status quo from being overthrown by those forced to bear the costs and losses. In other words, markets or economies are embedded in a social structure, not the other way around. And we can guess or gussy up the structure with a lot of theorizing in reference to Plato, Marx, and Machiavelli. Oh, well, let's not get too fancy, guys. And, you know, Smith says, you know, he submits that the United States is in a firm grip of the single-minded few focused solely on maximizing their gains in distributing costs and losses to others by any means available. And that link is going to be on our Money and Change / Financially Prepped page. You can read the rest of it. I was watching a video earlier in the week about why it takes so long to make a fire truck. I saw it on YouTube and I thought, hey, this will be interesting. And before, you had all these different companies that made fire trucks. And now it takes a year, 2 or 3 years to build a fire truck. And there are only a certain number of companies that handle that, because basically the others will run out of business. And the bigger companies survived. It was interesting to watch. And so locally, we need an aerial tower truck. And they said the lead time on that is 2 years minimum. Now, if you were going to build them at General Motors or Ford or Chrysler, and you were running them down the line, you could probably build one in a couple of days. But it's not that way. It's all custom stuff. Everything's custom. You get the basic truck, but then everybody wants their own bells and whistles. And that's what runs up the cost. And the lead time is crazy. Okay? And that's getting to be the way it is in business. I mean, you know, people gobble up other companies, and those companies get gobbled up. It's got to stop somewhere. I mean, everybody's got a chance to make some money. What else is going on? Oh, what's $67 in France and $798 in US? Well, it's why prescription drug prices are so high in America. Lawrence Wilson did this in the Epoch Times, and he said prescription drugs cost more in the United States than anywhere else in the world. Why? We have to foot the bill for it. Yeah, we're the suckers that have to pay for stuff. We do all the research and everything. Well, we pay for it, and foreign countries pay a lot less. I'd hate to see what an aspirin costs in France as compared to the US. How about ivermectin if you need ivermectin or hydrochloroquine? Wow. You couldn't get ivermectin here in the States because nobody would prescribe it. And you had to go out of the country to get it. And then you had to pay high prices because they could gouge you there. But at least it would keep you from possibly getting sick, from, you know what I mean, what was around a couple of years ago. But the funny thing was, I went to Walmart today, Wally World, and I was in a section, I saw ivermectin in a bottle. It was a liquid ivermectin. I thought, hey, now this is strange. I've never seen that in this store. So maybe they're going to reintroduce it. It has a lot of different uses. Well, a plan to make vendors pass manufacturing discounts on Medicare beneficiaries was proposed in 2020, and Biden rescinded it before it took effect. Gee, big pharma paying off politicians? Could be. Xarelto oral tablet, 15 milligrams. United States is $471. Australia is $64. Ontario, Canada, 78. That's why a lot of people were driving up to Canada to get their medications. And France is $67. Trulicity, subcutaneous solution. Oh, that's a big word. I believe that's injectable. $798 in the United States. It's not covered in Australia or Ontario, Canada. And in France, it was $89. Tremfya subcutaneous solution, $11,437 in the US. Australia was $2,594. It wasn't covered in Canada, and in France it was $1,991. Are we getting screwed? Notice I'm nodding my head yes. We are paying a lot, and Big Pharma thinks that they can get it from us. And then they turn around and give it to other countries. I don't think that's fair, do you? I try to stay on as little medications as I can get my hands on. And the other day I went to a hospital to visit a friend of mine who had pneumonia. And he was on meds. And I was too, because I took my ivermectin before I went because I knew he had pneumonia. And I made sure that I washed my hands and I followed the protocol, okay? I didn't wear a mask though, because they say masks don't work. Well, I imagine they work if you're robbing a bank, but I wouldn't recommend it. What else is going on? GOP senator calls for investigation into $4.7 trillion in untraceable treasury payments. Do we have crooks around? Check it out. We've got it listed, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Here we go. I think we've seen her before.
I have spent the last decade of my life immersing myself in the field of finance and money through a degree in finance, a qualification in accounting, and then a career in investment banking. And one of the most life-changing skills I have learned through it all is how to handle my own finances, recognize my bad money habits, and break free from them. So in this video, I'm going to share with you 9 of the most common bad money habits that hold people back and tips on how to break out of them. 1, paying yourself last. I first heard of this in the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, and it's one of the blueprints in achieving financial freedom. Robert explains that the way people pay their bills can be broken down into 2 types. The first way is the poor people's habit, and that is through paying yourself last. So as soon as your paycheck comes in, you then pay your rent, your phone bill, your subscriptions, you fund your social plans, and then you'll save whatever's left over if there is even any money left to save. The second method he talks about is the rich people's habit, and they do the complete opposite. They pay themselves first, and that is what you want to do. Take 10% minimum and put that into your savings account the minute you get paid. Treat it like paying a bill. This is so important, and by doing this, you're guaranteeing that that money will be saved and won't just slip through your fingers through spending. A lot of people are probably thinking, there is no way I can do this. I live paycheck to paycheck. But the surprising thing is when you take that 10% and put it away, your mind will think of ways and structure your spending and structure your finances to last for the whole month. And you won't even realize that you're saving in the background. People don't realize how much they're spending on paying the bills, buying something new, going on that weekend away, and then they save whatever's left. But that is the backwards mentality. The key is to pay yourself first instead of making other people richer by buying their things before you pay yourself. The second bad money habit is getting comfortable with bad debt. It seems that debt these days is actually the norm. People are using debt to buy the smallest of things, to buy presents, to buy clothes. I have a straight rule that is, unless I can afford to pay for that thing outright in cash, I shouldn't be buying it with any form of debt. Remember, credit card companies want you to be bad with your finances because that's how they make money from this. The average credit card interest rate is 22%, which cancels all kind of benefits and rewards these credit card companies are providing if you're not able to pay them off in time. It is not having a stockpile.
Why is Amazon paying me $63,000 a month?
And why do we have ads on YouTube? I hate those ads. And you know something? For some reason, they keep putting them in there. I don't need those ads, do you? And it's hard to get rid of them. Well, anyhow, you can check the rest of what she's talking about without any other ads. Because we've got them at Money and Change / Financially Prepped, and they're going to be in the comment section. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. Are you stressed about home repairs?
Lower. After reporting better than expected earnings and growing sales from professionals offsetting weakness in the DIY consumer. Homeowners continue to spend less on big ticket items though, amid broader economic uncertainty. Angie's 2025 State of Home Spending Report found that 48% of homeowners are more stressed about home repairs than they were in January. Joining me now, we've got Angie Hicks, Angie co-founder. Angie, we gotta ask you first and foremost, where is a lot of the stress coming from for homeowners?
I think quite honestly, when it comes to...
Rewinding? What's going on here? I think we have a problem. And it worked before. Well, anyhow, Angie Hicks is talking about the high cost of home repairs and putting things off. You can watch that too. Boy, for some reason, everything's just going nuts. What is going on here today? I had everything all planned out. Let's see if we can do this one. Maybe it will work. Maybe it won't. Oh no, we don't want to get into this. Personal loans. You can find that on our page. How about this one? More banks. Oh my God. I don't get into messing with which bank is which. How to save cash, seven ways to protect and grow your liquid savings. Some people have liquid savings, they drink it up. One checking account. Okay, checking accounts are common in part because they're practical. Okay, make it easy to withdraw and deposit money, pay bills, and write checks. Sometimes I have to have two different checking accounts instead of one for different reasons. Two, traditional savings account. A traditional savings account is a safe place for your savings, protecting your balance at any insured bank because they're insured up to $250,000. But they don't tell you that they have up to 9 years to pay you back. So that's why I take a look at precious metals too, okay? I mean, it's just one of those things. Three, high yield savings account. High yield savings account works like a traditional account with one major difference. You can earn competitive interest on your balance. For example, the best high yield savings account currently earn upward to 4% APY. At this rate, $10,000 balance could earn over $400 in 1 year. But you really have to look for those because a lot of banks don't do that. Money market accounts, okay? Money market accounts or MMAs are essentially savings accounts that also often come with similar features as checking accounts, such as check writing abilities or debit cards. Watch out for debit cards. Somebody steals that debit card and your money's going to be drained. That's why I don't like debit cards. Certificate of deposit, the CD, certificate of deposits are a type of deposit account that offer higher earnings in exchange for less flexibility. In other words, you lock your money up for a year and a half or 2 years to get that 4.25% APY or 5%. I've gotten as much as 5.25% before. And then they want to do it at a lower rate. And I'm like, I'm going to be looking for another place. Cash management account. Cash management accounts or CMAs are similar to checking accounts, but they're available from brokerage, not banks or credit unions. And the best CMAs also offer rates similar to other high yield deposit accounts. I don't know about cash management accounts. I really don't. Make sure that they're insured by FDIC or NCUA. Short-term treasury bills, the T-bills, you can get those. And treasury bills have terms of 1 year or less, and you can purchase them in increments of $100. T-bills are issued electronically, and you can buy them through a broker or online with a Treasury Direct account. And T-bills are also relatively liquid, especially compared to CDs. And they're only going to be for a year, okay? You need to decide how you're going to do your money. You have to. And with that, guys, we have to bail out of here. You know why? Because it's time to leave. With that, have a good, safe Memorial Day weekend. Save your money and prep. See ya.